Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. Guess what? It is Find It Out Friday. Where did this week go? Where did it go? Like to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. We have two busy ladies coming on with us, to Karen Cher. We have Tiffany with an I, and Carmelita, our nature queen. But before we get going, you know, what I found out is you should never allow yourself to be like a leaf on a branch just being blown around. There's a thing, there's a topic. It's called the eight winds, and those eight winds fall in the category prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are the eight winds. Those are things you should never allow yourself to be blown around and moved around like that leaf on a tree. You want to always resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break, fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. You know, we have the mass removals today. We're blending. We have to walk a bridge to get from one side to the other. The vax and the unvax, you know, the old way meeting the new way. Things are not going to be done the same way. Things have changed. We want you to stay safe out there. Before the ladies come on, let me just give you a little Keiko. Walking the bridge. That was a little bit of Keiko, Walking the Bridge. As I said, things are bridging up, the old blending in to the new beginnings, the mass removals. I just want you to remind yourself to think for yourself out there. Whatever you've been doing to remain here, keep it up. Things are opening up, but don't lax up out there. We still don't know. It's still a bit confusing to me. I'm not ready to remove my mask. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put on three more. And that's just my take on it. And on that note, we're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an I see it. I change it. I complete it with us this evening. Tiffany, with an I, are you on the air with us this evening?
I am. Good afternoon. Evening.
Yes,
good evening.
It is.
How are you?
Hey, Tiffany, thank you. Thank you. I know it's been a fast-moving week for you and all the rest of us here. And you're a busy, busy lady, so I'm going to put that appreciation out there ahead of time. We appreciate you to come on and care and share. So you want to share with us, well, what did you find out Friday? We talked last Friday with some interesting stuff with the men. So where are we going today with this? How are we going to share this today?
Let's see what's real. Let's see what's going on today. I don't know. It was a busy week for me, but it was also somewhat relaxing. So I really haven't, more busy than relaxing. I had to rest. You know, I have to rest on Mondays, and then the rest of the week goes as planned. But it was just, I didn't find out too much because I was really busier this week, so I was trying to get into the groove, into the rhythm of things. But it is still very, very, let's see, people are, I believe, are still getting into the swing of things. Like you said, you mentioned the masks. I think that, you know, I literally after the Super Bowl, the mask mandate changed. So, you know, people are doing what they do, masked or not, wanting to get out and be very social. What did you find out this week?
Well, you know, I move around back and forth, in and out, just listening to everything, and I found out, as I mentioned to them, that some things that I was going through, there's a thing called the eight winds, and they fall under prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those eight winds. And when you set yourself on a focus and determine to do things or get something done, you cannot be blown away by any of those eight, okay? And those are things that move with us. So I've sort of like been trying to stay balanced over here, getting out slowly. You know, I move very slow. And making the connections, working on some very interesting projects that will be coming up in the near future. So that keeps me pretty busy here, you know, connecting in, checking in, and just staying on track. My thing is to stay balanced, not to be blown away by the eight winds, so that I can keep others balanced. So it's like my focus basically has been on just staying balanced, you know, taking that breath, realizing. So when all of these mask mandates are changing, I'm saying I'm still confused. Okay. Concerts are open up. Okay, I'm going to listen to it on the CD. I'm not going right now. It's just like you have to move at your own pace and you have to do what makes you comfortable. And right now, you know, we have that, you know, issue. You know, the war is over there. It's just a lot of things that are happening. So you have to kind of deep breathe and as you say, relax down. Because if you try to move and get blown away like that leaf on that tree, you're going to have some problems. So I've just been balanced, you know, just relaxing.
Yes, and I think that's a very, very key component. But I do want to say I did find something out today.
What?
So now that the mask, you know, people are not buying the masks anymore, they now have products where they filter the air, where you can spray in the air and people can come and socialize, meaning that their breath or the germs or anything that's in the air will disseminate and you can enjoy it. It's like a disinfectant in the air.
Really?
You know how Lysol kills when you spray it 99%?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what this air solution does. So it sprays into the air and eliminates all the bacteria or whatever is in the air so that people can breathe. And I don't think it's a filter, but it's a solution that's sprayed into the air, much different than a filter or something that that's, you know, stationary, that, again, filters like a what do you call those when people need them for allergies?
Mm-hmm. Air purifiers, yes, yes.
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Sorry about that lack of trying to find the word, but the air purifiers. So it's an air purifier that's a solution sprayed directly into the air.
So,
but is not purified. The a machine doesn't purify it. So it just allows people to socialize and be comfortable socializing. So I found that out because a friend of mine who was into the PPE purchase of things, if you will, or the equipment, he, you know, decided to go a different route and is talking about this new development with this air infuser. So and a solution, like I said, to clear all the bacteria. So I'll find out more about it. We just talked about it briefly, but I think that might be a direction that people might go in instead of, you know, wanting to wear a mask or just feeling safe. Like you go into some room with, you know, you're having dinner, you feel like you can breathe the air because no bacteria or anything is going to stick.
Just take a can of Lysol in your purse, okay? Take a can of Lysol.
Well, you know, this is...
when you step in the door, starts right.
Well, yeah. I'm just, you know...
I appreciate that. Find out where we can buy this product.
Yeah,
what it actually does.
Yeah, I will. He's going to send me the specifications on it so I can share it. But it was very interesting because I think people want to be freer and want to socialize, but yet be protected and safe and feel that way without wearing something. So a lot of, you know, because at the time when the masks were being purchased, I don't know if you remember, and maybe some of our listeners remember how much those boxes of gloves and masks were during the heightened period of the pandemic.
Yes.
It was unreal.
Yes.
It was crazy. So, you know, so to buy a machine that could do just that without the mask and not, you know, that you could just refill the solution. You know, we are a capitalistic society, so this is where capitalism comes in. And you can purchase something to as an alternative to the mask. So I think that's where people might be going. I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
but
again, until it comes out, maybe I'll just carry two cans of Lysol, and when I hit the door, just spray and step on in, okay? I mean, what can you say? You have to do whatever works, okay? So if it's coming out, you know, is it a big machine? Is it going to give a big puff, or does it puff over in the corner? Does it work automatically, or is it misting from the ceiling?
I don't know. I really do not know about this machine. I do know that there was one that now the hotels use, and it's like a steamer that you steam your curtains with, or you can or steam clothes with. So it's like, it looks like that. So they would come in and, you know, steam off your bed and a solution that would eliminate all the bacteria and everything. And that was that. So it was dispersed by means of steam through a machine. So I don't know how, if this one sprays into the air, if there's a machine that just, you know, sprays it into the air, I do not know. But and then the airlines start using one I was talking about earlier in the hotels. Delta started using it. You remember you saw the commercials where everybody was spraying the environment, the air, the seas, everything that you could touch. So I'm sure this is going to be a more personal thing
mm-hmm.
for individual use or home use. Those things that I talked about before were more commercial because I don't even think anybody got one. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people may have gotten filters or mm-hmm. air purifiers, but no one actually got the machine with the solution that you could put on your bed or, you know, just, you know, use it and steam every place and cranny in your house, you know, because it worked everywhere on drapes, your bedding, your flooring, on walls, everywhere.
Mm.
But it was obviously commercial use. So mm-hmm. I guess this is the, like, individual home alternative so that
okay.
people can, you know, have their activities and their events and, again, people feeling safe and secure.
Mm.
So I'll let you know.
Let me know. That
he
sounds very interesting.
A video or
I know my neighbors will be glad because, you know, that disinfectant, we spray, and when I hear him coughing, I say, ooh, that stuff is working, okay? So I don't know how that would be going into an establishment. You know, people have allergies and stuff, but that light, that salt can fit in your purse, okay? It definitely can fit in your purse. So I'll have my own steam machine.
Like I said, I don't know the specs on it just yet, but I will share that with you because he did
okay.
say something to me about it. So I did find that out today.
Well, you rested and you were relaxing, but look at that helpful information you're bringing to us. So I remember when this first broke out and I was looking at television and I saw them spraying the streets in China and other countries, I don't see you guys spraying the streets here, okay? They had steamers that they were spraying the ground with, you know, and I said, I haven't seen anybody steam anything over here. And looked at that. But, you know, Lysol is fine. So it's like stepping a door, square around your area. If I travel by Lyft or I need to get a ride sharing, I just tell the driver, can you step outside, please? And I get the spraying and a wiping. And then he can get on back in after he get used to me looking like Venus, getting in there, face shield, hand shield, body shield, all shield, but I spray. I said, either you can stick your head out the window or you can step out the car, but I'm getting ready to use this disinfectant. Yeah, it's just crazy. I'm not really understanding it because, like I said, the Super Bowl, I didn't see not one mask. And I said, when you're paying that type of money for tickets, nobody better not ask you your name. So I can understand that. Now I see the airlines are going up. The big concerts are coming back out. I'm just going to gauge it for a minute. I'm not in a hurry because, you know, it takes 45, well, some people say 30 days. It takes 45 days to change a habit, okay? And so you can't just change it overnight. So people are gradually, you know, wanting to see smiling faces and stuff. But, you know, I'm going to keep wearing my three masks and I'm going to paint a smiling face on the outside of them. I don't have to worry because I try to blend them up to match my outfit, so they look pretty cute, okay? But I'm not ready right now. Not quite ready.
And, right, to each his own. I mean, there's some people who feel that they can still sneeze in public, you know.
No, they can't
and
do
not
that.
Cover
they
might
their
mouth.
Neck broke, okay? Please don't sneeze around me and cough in your sleeve. Ooh, no. Well, I don't be around that many people that close to them anyway, so they can sneeze because I'm not going to get that close to them. But this has been a ride, shall I say. They say the new normal, no, it's the new beginning because everything's being done differently. We are going back and trying to do it the way, that, you know, because that's the way it is. But it's not feeling right at this particular time because we've been through this for 2 years. So let's see what happens. But I'm glad you said something. Talk to that friend. He would know. Let me know. If it's a machine, let me know. And then I just kicked my purifier to the side.
I definitely will.
Yeah, that's
good
to know.
I definitely will. Yeah, it is good to know because, as you're saying, this is like a new beginning, something new that we haven't experienced in every, you know, we've been in it for 2 years, and now we're still, you know, we're still staying with the mask mandate. It's sometimes it seems to be more enforced than other times, and what it, you know, and people are a little confused as to what to do, but I guess do what makes you feel comfortable, I guess the bottom line is, right?
Like I say, think for you. Just think for you, whatever works for you. You know, people are traveling in, flying in on airlines. I have a friend coming in, and, you know, I hate that I can't be there to help them out, but I'm not getting ready to talk to nobody just getting off an airplane with a whole bunch of people. You haven't got tested yet. Do they test you coming on or off? So I have to find out other ways to assist because I'm not ready for that right now.
Right. I thought that – I remember maybe a year, almost 2 years ago, when people were traveling, they had to wait to see people. So I think you had to wait like 3 days before you could go. And
you should, yeah. It used to be – yeah, you have to come in and quarantine. And then it was – it used to be 14, and they dropped it down to 5. But no. No, it's just confusing. We just have to stay balanced, keep our mind clear, and as you say, do the best for you because everybody's different. That's why they have the word individual. That means something. We're all different. And it's just like something to give thought to, and whatever you've been doing to stay here thus far, we're here. There's so many not here, but we're here, so what do we do? Okay, so just keep it up, whatever it is. Stay safe. Be aware, observe your surroundings, observe the people around you. I know one thing that when you get in conversation with someone, because we haven't been like that human connect, the conversation can go on and on and on because you just happen to be out there talking to somebody, you know, so you have to gauge yourself on that. It's the new beginnings. That's all I can call it.
That is so true. And also, the other thing I found out now that it's coming to memory is, remember, we're going forward, springing forward March 13th, that Sunday. Time is changing. The clocks are changing.
Okay.
So, because a lot of people kind of get disjointed about that. It's like, oh, you know, the next day, Monday, everyone's kind of still trying to, you know, recuperate from the weekend, and they've got the whole time change thing, and if you're not aware, then you'll wake up and thinking, you know, well, okay, this is the time that it is, but it did occur, you know.
So that's March 13th is spring forward for the yeah, usually I'll try to stay on top of it, but it is something because you, when the time changes, you either ahead of time or you're late, one of the two, if you don't stay on top of it.
Right. So I mean, the time automatically changes on your cell phone and other electronics, but it's just when you wake up, you're thinking, you know, you're going to bed and then you're waking up to a new time and, you know, and some people get confused, but probably less and less now because everything is so, it's integrated in our phones, integrated in most electronics, even the televisions probably. So.
Yes, but it does because you're messing with your body clock, so you have to adjust to it. And either way it goes, it always takes a period of adjustment on that. Well, you know, what can we say? I'm trying to figure out how fast this week is going. These weeks are flying. I wish money would get in my bank account as quickly as these weeks are flying. I'd be a happy camper. Okay, I said, where did the week go? Whoa, it's just like flying. And sometimes you forget.
True.
Yeah, it's just fast moving, more than normal. I don't know if it's me or if it's, I have no idea, but you look up and it's Friday. And you sit back and you
wait.
Yeah, and it's just here. So getting ready
it
for
is.
The week.
I know.
Week. Yeah, it's yeah, we have to be observant. Nothing is the same. It's not the same. Well, nothing stays the same anyway. Things change from moment to moment.
Thank
we just
God.
Have not sat still enough to notice it, but things are always changing. Moment to moment, they change. And we don't recognize
yep,
because we're not changing. We don't want it to change. Change is hard. Oh, my goodness, it's hard. Nobody wants to make change. Same old way. That's the way you're doing it.
A lot of effort.
Yes, it does. But my thing, like I said, my whole week is just like taking deep breaths and keeping myself balanced. When I want to scream, I'll sing a song, okay? Just monitoring. I monitor myself, okay? And when I get that twitch, I say, okay, it's time to go get a pedicure. It's time to sit in a jacuzzi. It's time to just do nothing. Now, Professor Karen Berg came on the show, and she talked about the art of doing nothing. And it was very interesting. I really, really enjoyed it. Very, very interesting. You have to slow yourself down. I like, you know, people are competitive out there. Tiffany with an I, well, you should do this, and why you not doing that? And I just look at them and say, do you know the story of the tortoise and the hare? And I just shut up. Because, see, that tortoise let that hare run itself to death, tired him out. But who won the race? Okay. Who won the race? The old slow turtle.
I understand. I mean, I do get it. I'm out there all the time. And I know you are, Linda. you are out there, Linda, more than I am, I think, sometimes.
I don't go too far. I might go out, but I don't stray too far from home. Put it that way, I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting around more than normal, but I see that sometimes it's not necessary to do that. You know, we've done so many virtual things. I kind of like the virtual stuff. You know, I like it after you get adjusted to it. And it's good. So you always have to have more ways of doing things, like people travel. I say you need to know more ways of getting around this city than just that car, because if it stop on you, what you going to do? Okay, or how you're going to reach your destination. So you have to get out there and stretch and learn other modes of transportation. And I always talk to young adults. If you're used to your mommy taking you to school every day and mommy car break, and you might have to get to school, what you're going to do? Learn more ways, different modes, okay? Learn a city. I like to go into a city and get lost. That's what I do. I go and get lost and find my way back. And that's how I learn a city. Yeah, just get out and start driving. Mm-hmm. You might not know but one or two streets, but those main streets will take you back to your starting point. So just get out and drive. That's how you learn a city.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, different ways.
I haven't done that, but
yeah,
that,
you learn
that
like
would be
that.
Good to do.
You get out and you get lost. Years. When I came to Los Angeles, I didn't know but one street. And that street was La Brea. And I would go, I would be all out in the valley. I would be everywhere. And I say, how do I get back to La Brea? That's how I learned the city. And then learned the north and south and the east and west and the longest, what streets take you through the city all the way, you know? Your longest streets, north and south, your longest streets, east and west. If you learn those streets, you'll never be lost. But you have to get out and find out where they are.
Mhm.
So,
and then the weather's changing though too.
Oh yes, it is.
The weather's
definitely
changing out there too. It's still not the same. I mean, you know, it was hot earlier in the week. Then it was probably 10 degrees cooler, and now it seems like it's coming back up again.
Well,
so,
it's crazy because if you're inside and I like to watch the weather, and then you step outside and you think it's a little bit chilly. And one day I went out and I had on boots. I had to go find my flip-flops. I say, wait a minute, something is wrong here. You know, it was cooler in the house. The weather report stated another time, but it's not like that. So you're right. Well, it's like I said, it's the new beginnings. And what we have to do is keep ourselves balanced to just be able to take deep breaths, understand nature, understand our feelings. And if you'd like to stay on, come lead our Nature Queen. It's coming on with us. I'm going to play a song and then just listen, because she's going to be talking about feelings part two. But you know that is our Nature Queen. So what I would like to do is have you leave us with one thought, play a little song, and bring our Nature Queen in. What would you like to tell us, Tiffany with an I?
You know, I always tell the listeners out there how important it is to take care of yourself.
Okay.
And always take care of yourself. Because you have to be good to you to be good to other people.
Oh.
You can't do anything without taking care of yourself first to be good to other people. So, you know how I am about self-care. Like you said, go get a massage, you know, manicure, pedicure, whatever your thing is. You know, take a walk on the beach, you know. Go out and be amongst the trees in Yosemite, whatever that is. But
yeah.
Take care of yourself.
You have to look up at the sun. Just to have that sun beating down on you just for a short while, it's actually a good feeling. So we have Miss Carmelita, our nature queen, coming on. And please stay on. I'm just going to play a little bit of this and then just hold on, and we're going to bring the nature queen in. Tiffany Wynn and I, we love you. I see it.
Thank
I fix
so
it,
much.
And I complete the darn task. That's why you are Tiffany Witt and I. We love you, Tiffany Jones. And you are such a benefit and informative person for us. So we want to send that appreciation out to you. Let's take a listen to this for a minute, but don't go anywhere. Just listen to Carmelita for a minute. Love you.
I'll stay on.
Okay, thank you. That's right. I wanted to play a little bit of that because Carmelita, our nature girl, is going to be talking about feelings. And those words in that song, if you don't have anybody saying it to you, say it to yourself, because all feelings come from within. It's about in, out, not out, in, and it starts with you. And on that note, I'm going to say, Carmelita, our nature girl, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Hey.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I know you've had a busy week. Tiffany came on early. We've all had busy weeks trying to stay balanced and getting the change. And I know that you started off with feelings, and it all starts with a feeling, whatever you need to do. And I'm just going to be quiet over here and welcome you in and let you take us on our journey.
Yeah, I was listening to you and Tiffany with an I.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've been feeling something, of course, feeling that breeze myself. That cold weather is not playing out there. No. I went out today with a little summer dress because the last few days were hot. So I was feeling kind of frisky, and I put my little dress with my scarf on, and I was freezing. So, yeah, I know all about that. I know all about that. But I enjoyed listening to Tiffany, and I appreciate the reminder to take care of myself and to love myself. And on that note, yeah, we were talking about feelings the last time I was around. It's been an interesting topic. It's not anything new. We know about we're aware of our feelings. And some people do refer to feelings as the basic motivators or drivers of the human experience. Feelings, you know, they seem to help us. They inform us of the world around us. They help us understand ourselves, and it's our emotional state that usually plays a role in our daily choices, what we choose to do, how we act, how we see the world, and eventually our outcomes, you know, like how we will eventually start to say what our life is like. Isn't that something that can be so basic comes together and almost seems to build a lot of what we see as our reality in life? And that's why I'm not saying that that's everybody's truth, but when we really think about it, if you're feeling like cold, what do? You perceive the world around you as freezing, and so you have to go and get your coat, and that causes you to make a certain choice in a certain behavior. You might be shivering. You might be more apt to go grab you a warm cup of coffee or cocoa. You see, that's the feeling. And I think when we really start to think of that, it truly is the basic building blocks of our human experience. And so I'm really intrigued with the topic of feelings. I think that when we think about how universal some of our emotions can be, it's quite intriguing to me when I can just put a frown on my face. And no matter what language you speak, you know that I'm probably not happy, angry, or I'm just not satisfied. And I don't have to tell you that. You can look at my face and probably make that assumption very quickly and easily. And with that, I feel like that's why we need to really hone in on our feelings. We need to really get clear on what makes us happy, what makes us sad, what causes us to fear, what makes us feel love, and all that good stuff. So I was looking or listening to another guy by the name of Neville Goddard. And he is an old-time scholar back from like 1944. And he was talking about the feelings and feelings being the secret of life. And I thought, wow, you know, this topic keeps coming back to me. And in a discussion that I found with Neville Goddard, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, by the way, Neville Goddard. And he says that through our feelings and our imagination, we consciously or unconsciously mold our outer world, our outer circumstances, in harmony with our inner nature. So what we do, whether we're really thinking about it or not, we, through our feelings and our imagination, what we perceive, what we believe, what we value, we begin to mold our outer truth. And if somebody believes that like I do, then how powerful are our feelings? And I think one of the biggest that I gained from reading Neville's feelings being the secret is that I really do need to be way more conscious of how I'm feeling. I need to be more in control of my feelings, because they're really not just happenstance. I mean, yes, sometimes things happen to us that causes us to feel a certain way, and sometimes it is uncontrollable. I mean, it's not in our control, meaning we can't control the person who cuts us off in traffic, and then that may cause us some level of frustration, but we can control how we react to it. We can decide to respond as opposed to react, meaning we can take that time and instead of being angry or frustrated and react by flipping that person off, we can say to ourselves, wait a minute, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling angry right now. And so what I choose to do right now is respond in a way that is more suitable for me, that's going to be more productive for me, that's going to create an outer reality that is more in line with what I'm trying to do. So then now it's like, what am I trying to do? How am I really trying to feel? Being more conscious of that and taking all of that into your own hands, because it is our responsibility to be. I think that it really is up to us to be. And what I'm getting at there is when we're focused and honed in on how we're feeling and we align ourselves with the truth of what we truly value and what we truly believe. If you truly value kindness and you truly believe that being in harmony with the outer world is really what you want to do, so then now it's up to you to decide, oh, I have all these choices. I have these feelings. I have these beliefs. I have these values, and this is what I'm going to do with it. And so, yeah, I think it's not the easiest. It's not the easiest thing to do to control your emotions and your feelings, but it's definitely doable when we're being more conscious, when we're taking time with ourselves, similar to what Tiffany was saying. We're showing ourselves self-love. We're being aware of self. We're being aware of what we're putting out because guess what? This is, in my opinion, a land of give and take or karmic reality, meaning whatever you put out, it surely will come back to you.
Oh, definitely.
So that's why
Definitely, and I'm listening to you when you say your feelings, your emotions of Kamalita, you know, it's just like the animals that are out there. If you watch them, you can see how they act and react. But when you're speaking of that, there's a saying, and it's hard to do. And it says you control your environment. You don't allow your environment to control you. That meaning that's controlling of the feelings, your reactions, your focus. You have to hone in with you. It all comes from within. And your belief system and your value. And like you said, if you're about care and kindness, then that's what you generate out there. See, we're all energy. We're all energy. And I'll give you an example. If you go out of your front door angry and mad, guess what? Before you reach your destination, you're going to run into more angry and mad people. Okay, because that's what you're putting out there in your environment. So it's like it's a word for it. It's called human revolution. And that means that you come out of your natural and go into something that you wouldn't normally do. And it's hard to do. But it because it works from the human. It's all human and it's coming from you. So what we feel, what we believe, and we're in this particular environment, your environment is going to show you one or two things. Just like we as individuals are mirrors to each other. I see you, I don't like you. Well, if I don't like her actions, then I must have some actions like that, because if I didn't have actions like that, I wouldn't recognize them in her. You have to stop and think. You know, same thing with feelings. You can be angry, you can flip someone off, or you can go through that deep breath and say, no, I don't want to go that way today. And feelings are things that you can't control. Like you say, some things are out of control. So someone says something, you're sad or makes you angry, that's going to bring up a feeling. But where the trick is like you say, stay focused and hone in with what we're feeling. Then after you find out what we're feeling, we have to sometimes sit down and figure out, why did I feel that way? When you can, you got it. You got that feeling. But then when you try to dig deeper and find out why, that's when the fun begins, okay? And that's when you can bounce it back and forth. And that's when you can decide, okay, I'm not going to even feel that way. I'm not even feeling into that. But you have to analyze it. And the analyzation starts from within. Not that environment. Oh. You control that environment. You control it. You don't let the environment control you. But like driving down the street with crazy drivers and all that, that sometimes you can't control it. But as you say, you can control how it made you feel. When people do crazy things, you know, sometimes I'm an in-your-face type person. I'm going to talk to you, have dialogue. But since the event and these things are happening, people are going through a lot of things, it makes you pull back. And if you're kind and you're moving from kindness with your heart, then you remain kind no matter what, okay? You remain kind because you have to, like, take yourself out of you're not in that individual's shoes, and you can't really, really gauge and ask yourself, why are they being that? That's a waste of time. But you can ask yourself, what am I going to do about this, okay? So feelings are really, like you said, it molds our outer, because your feelings come from within. They don't come from outside in. They come from inside out. You're the only one that have that feeling. Same thing could happen to two people sitting next to you, and they wouldn't feel a thing. It comes from you.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in that gentleman. What is his name? Is Neville Gardner. I'd like to get you more information about him. But, yeah, feelings are just what they are. So I just had to put that in there. I'm going to be quiet now. Okay, keep going.
I believe his name is Neville Goddard. He's an old scholar from back in the day. He was in the 1940s. And that's... He kind of introduced these concepts of feelings along with other people, but he was one of the prominent forerunners of feelings. But one thing, too, that I really appreciated about this discussion was how they talked about the imagination. And it took me back to preschool. I believe it was preschool when my teacher would have us lie on the floor on our little mat, and we would play imagination. And she would tell us to imagine that we were at the beach, or, you know, basking in the sun and, you know, picking up seashells, or playing on the playground and listening to the birds chirp. And I said, you know, that was really a powerful lesson that they were teaching us. We know meditation is a powerful thing today, but back then I wasn't aware that that's literally what she was teaching us to do, was to meditate, in other words. Even though we played make-believe and we were playing imagination, she was teaching us to meditate. And why I believe that's so important is because when you're imagining things, you can create the world for yourself that you wish to be in, or that you, the thing that you wish to experience, or be in the place where you really want to be, or eat the food that you really want to taste. And that then enables you to feel the feeling that you choose, right? If you're imagining that you're at the beach basking in the sun, you're choosing that. And so that obviously is what you value, what you love, or what really makes you happy. And then that's going to help you create that feeling inside.
Yes.
Because the belief here, when we're talking about if we're believing in this notion of feelings, the belief is our feeling, what we most deeply feel, what is our most deepest desires, that's what comes to us, because that the universe responds to that. It's like the golden ticket to tell it. It's like the command to the universe. This is what I desire. The universe is here to meet every single one of our desires. At least that's my belief. And people say it in many different ways. The Buddha, they say it in many different ways. But really the concept is the universe is here to respond to us. And if we really sit back and begin to think about when you really felt something and you really believed it and you really put action or and word to it. Didn't it come to you, whether it was a good or a bad thing? You see, that's why it becomes so important to watch how you feel, because those feelings are like the antenna to a radio station, and it's going to pull in. And it's going to pull in those waves. If you're feeling angry, just like you said, you go out that door angry if you want to, because once you start getting out there and pulling in those energies, you're gonna be tuned into anger. If you go out with gratitude, I think that's why we hear a lot of people say it's best to remain in gratitude. That's a feeling. It's a feeling to be happy, to be joyous, or just to be. If you're in a time when that can't be, because there's times I've been in places where I'm not going to give you a frown. I'm not giving you a smile, because I'm going through so much. But at the same time, I've learned that, wait a minute, I better at least remain in gratitude. Just be thankful. Be thankful. I've heard that saying, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Whatever it is, because first of all, it's what you're going to keep attracting, right?
Yes, it is.
If you get in the place of gratitude. So that's why I wanted to share tonight that thing about feelings. It's something that I really find intriguing. I really believe in it. When I sat back and started really thinking about, wait a minute, yes, whenever I felt feelings of deep love and deep connection, and I was happy with it, and I was expressing myself in word. Oh, hey, I love y'all. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well. You know, whatever I'm speaking and I'm doing, I was happiness was returned back to me. Feelings of joy was returned back to me. I was making connections with people that I actually still love today. And then in periods where I was sullen or down, I was attracting a lot of people. Even some of the men that I would attract would come with that package, would reflect to me, like you said, would be my mirror to show me exactly what I'm putting out, because I'm just going to get back what I'm putting out in this karmic universe that we live in.
Yes.
It's a take. It's an ebb and a flow. So I just wanted to share that tonight again, talk about feelings, because I really wish to see us all prosper in whatever way that is for us, because we all have our own paths and our own beliefs as to what makes good in life, and that's okay. I'm not here to say what you should or shouldn't do, but if it makes you happy and it's not hurting others, I say go for it, and it all starts with that feeling that you put out, what you're feeling, what you're saying, what you're doing. So there you have
it. Wow. I'm just over here smiling, and you were talking about what you put out, you attract, and I'll just mention that. That's called cause and effect. Whatever you put out there, you're going to get. Whatever you put out there, you're going to get an effect from it. So why not have it happiness? And there is another saying. There's Kanoko Ikeda, which is that practices Buddhism, and she smiles beautifully all the time, all the time. And whenever you see a portrait of her, you know what she says? She says that smile is not because everything is hunky-dory and goody-goody. That smile is she is smiling to make a cause to be happy. I said, well, I'll be. So I smile a lot, and in despite, I can smile through the grit, okay? So now I understand why I smile, because whatever this is, I'm not falling into the ugly, I'm falling into the joy of it. So let me just keep this smile on my face. It made a lot of sense to me. And you sharing this evening, you know, with that feeling and talking about it, it is oh so true, and I'm going to say it back again. You control your environment. Whatever you're carrying, you have to clear it up, and then you will. People say, well, I'm looking for this, and I'm looking for that, and this man and that man. Well, that man is not going to come till you clean yourself up first. When you are ready, then you will attract what you need. And that's a lot of things that we don't look at. But I am so appreciative of you coming on, really sharing that, talking about the lenses, the beliefs, and the desires. And Tiffany is a type of individual. She believes in that universe, okay? Are you there, Carmelita?
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm listening.
Yes, she believes in that universe. And what you put out there, you will get it back. So it's best. And we all travel that. So this has been a pleasure. I'm so glad you came back with the feelings. You know I'm going to hold you to something else. And I'm not going to put you on the spot. But Nature Queen, you have to keep us in tune with ourselves and in tune with nature, because we are all one out here. And if, like you say, you sit back and watch and get in touch with what you have to get in touch with, we'll all walk out. So, Carmelita, I'm going to say thank you. Please have a good evening. This is Carmelita, our nature girl, and she's talking about feelings. Listen to it. Listen to it three times so you can understand where we're coming from. Carmelita, have a great evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you, everybody, and feel good.
Feel good. Keep them feelings going. We'll talk about it. Love you. Hang on. I'm going to play this.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.